Mm-hmm.
Poison.
You ever use that word kettle about the for the wash pot?
Say what?
Do you ever use the word kettle talking about a wash pot? Is that
the wash pot and the kettle?
Uh-huh. Do you ever use those words for the same thing?
Yeah, we call it kettle and call it wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
We use all them, but yeah, the same thing.
I see. So the kettle can be mean that big thing.
Well, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you went out and got some flowers and were keeping them in the house? What would you put them in?
Well, I would put them on there. On there. It's like the, what you call on the, this thing here, whatever you call it.
Uh-huh. But what, you know, if you went out and cut some fresh flowers, you'd put them in something that could hold water.
Yeah, put them in, I can't think of a thing. You put them in here. You put them in that big, that bowl or what, basically, some kind of little stiff thing, you put them in there and put them in whole water.
Uh-huh. Keep
them, but I can't think of the name of it, you know. But that's what we use when we cut flowers and put them mm-hmm. in there.
Say if you'd set the table, you give everyone a plate, and then next to the plate, you give everyone a...
Next to your plate?
Yeah, then you put, for them to eat with, you'd...
Fork, knife, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are those then?
Fork, okay. Knife. A spoon, okay. All like that.
And say, well, you can get along at the table with just one knife, but in the kitchen you need several.
That's right, yeah.
You need several what?
Fork, several knives, several.
Okay.
Spoon.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then to get the soap off them, then she. She runs clear water over them and what?
And dry them?
Yeah, but you say after she washes the dishes, then she what them?
Oh, well, she runs clear water over the dishes?
Yeah, you call that, you say that she what them in clear water. She
rinse them or okay. Something like that.
And what do you, huh?
I just said she rinsed them and rinsed the dishes in the dryer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, we call it I call it a dish rag, but you call them, I can't think what to call it. I can't think what to call them. I call them dish rag and drying rag, what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they use them call them. I call them. Give me a...
Drying rag is what?
And what you dry them after yeah. You rinse them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what yeah. I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What about the small cloth that or rag that you use to bathe your face with?
A napkin?
Yeah, when you're taking a bath.
Oh,
you use it.
Uh-huh. You said, what about it?
Yeah, that little piece of cloth mm-hmm. or rag. Call that a...
Yeah, what you call a... you're talking about that thing. I don't know.
Would you say wash rag or wash cloth or face cloth?
Or face cloth, something like that, yeah. Face cloth.
What would you be? What would you probably say?
I call it bath clothes, what I would say, something like that, very bath clothes.
Okay.
I know there ain't no bath clothes, but it's just face clothes, something like that. I'd say bath clothes or face clothes, one
what?
Or the other.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it, the thing that you dry yourself off with?
Well, I call that